It's next time. Hi. I'm here with two other people. This is so
morning.
Morning.
Technically it is.
That's two actually. It's really late, that's why we're being quiet. I'm LOL, as you know. And we have Alex Shots Backfired, and we have Jack. Cover name Jack, undercover Jack. Undercover Jack. He draw a colon there. Oh, audio listeners, love to be like, Jack is currently drawing on their feet.
You made it look like tits.
No, it's all ooey face now.
Oh, hold on. Oh god.
Or a butt.
Hold on. Less than three. No, wait. Weird three greater than.
Wait, from my angle, it's less than three.
Yay.
Yippee. I can't do it very loudly.
Okay. And rainbow shoes from the vlog.
Oh, yeah, that's right. No, that was ages ago now.
Wait, I forgot about that. Which vlog is that?
The one where we went to the market.
Oh, that's the one where I spilled Coke everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Three balls and I only get none.
I don't have three balls.
What are those?
The ice cream scoops.
Jack and Alex are drawing ice cream on Jack's feet.
There's no way to make that not sound.
This is an everyday occurrence for this trio.
Is it? Yeah, no, it is. It's fair. That checks out. We were having like deep conversations before, and now we're just talking about ice cream scoops.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
And balls. Yeah, that's what it turned to the other day when we looked at the phone, and he was like talking about deep stuff, and then he just designed it to a mega badge.
I'm sorry. I beg your pardon.
No, because I was like, they're talking about
what's this?
Oh, someone in chat said like, put your nose away. Is it? And I was like, what? You want me to just pop it back in? and Amy was like, stop talking about knobs. And it's like, and I think Toby was like, what? You scared of knobs? And then Amy was like, yes, I'm a lesbian. And then Toby was like, yeah, but that doesn't mean I'm scared of fucking mega badge. And then Bill was like, mega badge. And then I'm just like, Amy just gets up and leaves. And it's insane.
I'm retreating to the closet where I belong.
No, come out of the closet. No.
We believe in you, Alex. No,
the closet could be
safe. You are loved and supported.
No.
Do our voices sound too similar?
Alex is in the closet. I'm just going to make my voice extremely British.
No.
Yorkshire Annabelle is coming out.
Alex is audio listeners, love you to death. Alex is currently in the closet.
No.
It's a miracle that closet hit because I'm not American.
Wardrobe.
But we're not British either, so we
Ari,
just say
come
wardrobe.
Out of wardrobe. Just say wardrobe.
Wardrobe.
Right.
Raccoon in it. Where is he? Where's the boy? We have a raccoon in it. YouTube's plushie here with us as our emotional support.
Well, to be fair,
he's the fourth member of this trio. Oh, wait. of this quaddo.
Yup.
Your mum dragged me out of the closet.
That's what she said.
I mean, they're not going to hear us.
Hopefully they're asleep.
Yeah,
it's like
they
1
should
a.m.
be asleep.
It's not. It's 12:56 a.m. They have every right to still be awake until 4 minutes from
now. I mean, my dad goes to sleep really easily, so I know my dad's asleep. I just don't know about my mum. She might still be on the phone or something.
This is like a weird cube. But I love it, regardless.
I got hosier stuck in my head.
glove hosier.
You've got hosier. What?
Hosier. I get my hose and I
I thought it was hosier.
Hosier. Yeah. I don't know. How do you say it? I've never watched a video. I need to watch his genius interview.
There's this kid in my class and he's from Canada and he speaks like this all the time.
Really? That's really? Fantastic.
Do I know this? Oh no, I wouldn't. But
how iconic.
What an icon. Canadians are such icons. Shout out to every Canadian listening right now.
If they're on, do you think they're wrong?
Do you have Canadian listeners?
Yeah, probably. I can check. They have analytics. I can see. I can track all of my listeners' locations.
Why is that S so blanky?
Like and subscribe for me to come to your house.
Jesus Christ.
That's not even a thing you can do. Hit follow and turn on your notifications. Why are you, audio listener, I need to stop saying that. Jack here is currently drawing
graffiti
S's on the leg.
So that one was blanky. It's
backwards.
I think I just draw it backwards, to be honest. I think you can draw
it. It looks fine forward. From my angle. It looks like an 8, though. It doesn't even look like an S.
It never looked like an S.
Your mom doesn't look like an S.
No, she looks like a 10.
Oh, damn.
That was kind of smooth,
though. That looks good.
I'm a smooth wizard.
That looks worse. That looks worse.
So skinny. Editor L here. We had to cut something out, so sorry for the sudden jump in conversation. These pants are too small.
Mars, bro. They're a Redditor.
Are they?
I mean, yeah. Do you not know?
I don't know.
Reddit.
That's right. Because they were talking about upvotes, and Darcy got really concerned. He was like, what?
Yeah. Fit.
So I saw a clip just today, and it was like Fit said that he was like, if my child is gay, I will love and support them. If my child is trans, I will love them and support them. If my child is a Redditor, they are no longer my child.
Parenting goals.
Mm-hmm.
One of these days, we're all going to get a math test that actually says less than 3, and we're all just going to go insane.
Oh my god, that would be amazing. It just has it in the heart. Oh my god, that would be so cute. I don't know if
it's like, so cutesy cool.
Oh, PH1 official love, PH1L love, PH1L love.
I feel like I'm completely lost in this conversation, to be honest.
Oh, it's just filled with emotes.
Oh, fantastic.
Brian, the guy that reads out the Texas, he's just a Texas speech voice. He goes PH1L love, because it's like the emotes.
I thought you were talking about like love from L.
Oh,
like
no.
L love, no. Like your love.
PH1L love, film, but with an I love, it's an emote.
Oh, right.
Is it like actual makeup or is it actual
Alex? So we put makeup on Alex to make them pretty boy.
Yeah.
And
pretty boy, pretty boy.
And then they tried to take it off. And it won't come off.
Or maybe I'm just super proud.
Or maybe he just has bags under his eyes. Hard to tell.
And but so I'm mildly panicking.
If those are bags under your eyes, see a doctor.
Nah.
Yeah.
No, sweet.
What?
I think that's a...
Is that a thing? What
it's
is that?
It's either Hilltop apples a day.
Oh, it's Brockhampton.
Hmm?
It's Brockhampton.
What's Brockhampton? Is that, are they from Brockhampton?
You guys, it's officially 1 a.m. I just want to announce that.
Oh my god.
This is officially 1 a.m. sleep deprived thoughts.
I need to stop being in the habit of calling Toby. I'm just so used to it. Let's go. Because I don't want to yell about Tubbo in school.
I feel like the people
hate crime.
I feel like the people who would know that and be too into that. Yeah, but a lot of people love him.
A lot of people don't like him. I feel like there's like a crossover there.
Yeah.
Or like think people are losers for
liking him. Yeah, DSMP phase cringe. Wow.
Love.
It's not a phase.
From Bolivia.
Yeah.
I did not even realise she was into that, so.
Mm. So I mean, so was Kay, so you know.
Were they?
Really?
Yeah.
That's a crazy fan.
Yeah. Like, everyone had a, like, basically everyone had a phase in, like, 2020.
I remember I had a phase in 2020 where I watched Dream Speedruns.
I watched sorry, Jacksepticeye.
Jack! Oh, Sean! Yeah, he's cool.
My other band broke.
Yeah.
How am I supposed to flip myself?
Did you ever, were you watching him long enough to find out that his name isn't Jack?
No.
It's Sean. His name is Sean McLaughlin, which is very Irish.
Yeah, I don't think you
he's
can
Irish.
Get a more Irish name if you tried.
What about Seamus Finnegan?
Seamus McFinnegan. Yeah, that's true. That beats it.
Yeah.
Seamus McFinnegan.
Yeah, they were talking about that on Brain League actually, which is with which I sent you a bit. That's Ethan from Gen Loss and Jacksepticeye. Now, you know that video I sent you of Ethan and Sean talking about dishwashers?
Oh, yeah, that's
That's Jack. Did that not like clock in your mind?
Why? Why don't they have windows on
it? Yeah, it was great.
That's a good point.
Brain Link is amazing. I was listening to it when I was in Sydney. It was great. I was just like walking down the CBD streets, just like laughing to myself. laughing to myself. Hey, isn't this easy? Taylor Swift.
Ah.
Baby.
Yeah,
this
actually cooler.
That's why I went. Also because I got dragged by my woman's sister, but you know. And also, I appreciate Taylor Swift because she's pretty based, and like, I'm glad that if someone has that much of a power and balance in the universe, it's her with more power than some politicians.
Oh, I feel like if she ran for president, she would like actually win.
Oh yeah, definitely. She's completely upturned whole votes before because she's been like, hey, my hometown is gonna get the Republicans are taking over, we must rise up, fan base, get them boys.
She should definitely mention that Trump should not get in again.
I mean, neither should Joe Biden.
Yeah, but terrible. Better Joe Biden than a bloody criminal.
I mean, they're both criminals.
Oh, really?
Yes. I mean, there are other options. Just so many of them are dropping out. Like, there's a gay guy I follow on Instagram who's running for president. He's just like a gay guy and he's really chill.
So, wait, he's also, like, Joe Biden. Is Joe Biden, like, a criminal?
Yeah.
Why? What did he do?
I mean, probably some other stuff because, you know, he's a presidential white guy. So, I mean, there's obviously something. But also because, you know, he's the guy that's like funding Israel and the whole Palestine thing. That's because he's committing war crimes.
Yeah, that's not a good option either.
Yeah, exactly. So they're both like
poor Americans.
Choose
between this thing.
And it's not mandatory to vote. So like they'll probably just do nothing.
I think if Trump gets in again, there will probably be World War III. Like, that's my honest opinion.
I mean, yeah, both of them, honestly, be World War III.
Oh, fantastic. We're doing either way. I'm loving this optimism.
Yeah, because everyone else keeps dropping out. Like, everyone else, obviously, is voting things.
What about your gay guy?
I don't know about him, honestly.
I'm going to vote for him. I'm going to become an American citizen.
Instagram thing very much. I look at the stories and then reels, which... like isn't great because I just follow so many people and I just don't look at them again. And also, I'm not American, so I don't really have much of a reason to keep up with his page.
Also, you're not an adult.
Yeah, so I
even if I was American, I couldn't.
You couldn't vote.
Oh, yeah. On a lighter note.
On a lighter note. Than World War III. Actually, low bar.
My dad, he's up to date with all the Taylor Swift conspiracy theories.
Oh.
There are Taylor Swift conspiracy theories.
There's a whole Reddit page.
There's a Reddit page?
Why is your dad on Reddit?
I don't know. No, but there's this whole Reddit page of that Reddit. Taylor is actually gay, and it's called Gayla Swift.
Gayla Swift.
No, she's just like a hardcore ally, bro.
And like, the one that, like, she's a lizard person. Because, like, she writes, there's, like, compilations of clips of her writing things like this.
So she's a lizard person.
Yeah, and also,
so she's a lizard person.
But she's like a spy from the government because.
And she summons demons because in that one music video.
Naturally.
Yeah, because she supports. I think she supports Biden or Obama. I can't remember. And
hopefully
her boyfriend supports Pfizer. And so like.
What's that? The drug.
Yeah, like the immunization for COVID.
All right.
Oh.
And,
what?
Yeah, together they're and she's controlled Brits before, and she's, like, taking over the world. I don't support these theories, guys. I'm just putting
that's, I mean, there. That's fine if she takes over the world, because she's pretty chill.
Yeah.
I mean, her carbon emissions, like, she's like, oh, well, why's your plane all the time? I don't really care, honestly, like, what she's supposed to do, Swift. Mm-hmm.
Gayla Swift is, like, one of those ships that I would totally ship just for the ship name. Like, you know, like, Gayla Swift, it's just good. It's just good, fam.
Yeah. Shipping people just for the ship name is crazy, though.
I totally do that.
I'm so sticky. Whenever I'm leaning against this wall and I peel myself off, I'm always peel.
You're not a fruit. Oh, wait.
Because like,
sorry,
like,
that took me way too
on the back of it, and this, I think this wall's very nice. And so I used to be sticky, like slimy.
You'd be sticky and
it's like cool. Charlie in the end.
Oh my god.
I don't be sticky.
I'm trying to think.
If she talks really, I don't
say shit. Of.
I'm not taking this off.
Quill Killer.
Huh?
It's a Harry Potter ship that I ship just for the name.
What? Because it's ship?
Okay. I don't actually ship it. I am joking here. It's Rita Skeeter and Bellatrix Lestrange. They never interact.
Rita Skeeter so much. Yeah. She's like such a homophobe.
Yeah, but like you hate Bellatrix too, so what?
I mean, no, she's kind of based on us.
She's like Cruella.
She'll give Cruella vibes.
What an icon.
I need to do it.
Cruella was an icon. Have you watched Cruella?
Quill She's Killer so cool. is yeah, a good ship name.
She has
a
sad emo backstory.
Yeah.
Yeah, that totally makes it okay that she skins puppies.
She doesn't actually. It was just for the show. Well, that's what it said in the live action.
I don't believe you. I don't believe
you. If there was 101 of them, surely we don't need that many.
Morals.
You stop jumping around, you're gonna get found out.
I'm not record kicking.
Sit.
Wait,
Randy, there's
gonna
be
some
character.
You're never gonna have seen a better leprechaun in your life.
Isn't
that
Mary Poppins?
No, that's a leprechaun kick.
Mary Poppins has an umbrella that talks.
Wait, it does?
Yeah. It talks sometimes. It goes, I might.
That's so cursed. It's awesome. I came up with that.
I can't remember what it sounds like, but you know. It does talk sometimes, I believe. It's like a parrot, I think.
Wonderful.
But like,
that's so concerned.
If all my other makeup came Mary off, how come this didn't come off?
Because it's eye makeup. It's.
But like, the rest of it came off.
Yeah, because eye makeup is more intense. It's You're intense. It's more intense. Okay, those are starting to look like bags now. But they look better than they did.
Keep going.
I don't know.
I need to pee.
It's up to you, man. You can go pee.
We can have an intermission.
Can you stop it and then start again?
Paranoia.
What would we do? Would we go to sleep?
I'm not going to be able to sleep, guys.
neither.
Hashtag insomniac. I mean, I sleep fine.
No, you don't. Your literal bags are kind of indicating that.
No.
Bags by Clarum.
Is that a song?
Yeah, it's a song.
Just like makeup. But
it's not makeup. I'm starting to think it's not makeup. It's like a little bit makeup. It's not entirely makeup.
What?
I thought you said chopping bags. And that just made me think of that one scene in my book where they, chop someone.
Oh. I'm sorry.
There's a scene in my book where they accidentally, someone gets burned in a fire real bad. So they chop them up, put them in shopping bags.
I'm going to have to put trigger warnings on this episode.
Oh my God, my dad said, the N-word, five times on
what?
The weekend.
What? In separate occasions?
No, in the same time. Because, it's, the name of a song, and so it's okay to say. I'm like, what?
That's no.
And he said it, my mom's like, excuse me? And he just kept repeating it. And we're like, whoa. Yeah, it's a bit questionable.
That's, when they sing song, the N-word. When, a person of color sings the N-word.
Yeah,
on song.
TikTok, you're meant to just not sing it.
Yeah, my dad sings it.
What is it? It's Broke. You know that song that's I ain't saying she's a gold digger, but I ain't messing with that broke. And people just go broke.
Yeah, my dad.
Yeah, no. That's
but he just dad. Sing that? Right.
Yeah, oh, yeah just yeah. People they have to go
and he called this rugby dude a twink.
And
he called this rugby dude a twink.
I don't think any rugby dude does
exactly.
A twink.
Oh, yeah, wait, apart from Charlie Spring.
Yeah, I'm just my dad is a really amazing man. What do you want?
I don't think.
You.
Yeah.
Mine.
From Texas, apparently.
Mine. I played my to the
United States of America, in the republic for which it stands, one nation under God,
indivisibility, and something else.
I can
guys,
get like
we're all saluting
through.
Oh yeah, by the way, 07's in chat. I think we should end it on that high note. The Pledge of Allegiance.
It's better
because
we're all Australian.
Yeah.
We're signing off
for now. It's like that, wait, guys, you remember Dot, that TV show, that kids show?
No.
Where she has a blog and she's signing off for now, but she's 11.
Oh, yeah.
Signing off for now. Dot.
Kids shows that are so much worse in retrospect.
Yeah, oh, yeah, Jesus. Guys, do you remember Sarah and Duck? It was Tumblr Girl, Tory Spring Core.
Guys, we should go downstairs inside.
Oh,
yeah.
But it's dark and scary.
In your garden?
Yeah.
We'll bring a flash.
A flashlight? You're not bloody American.
No, I mean
a torch?
Is it still going? I did you stop it?
Yeah. We say torch. Like a Minecraft torch. You don't say Minecraft flashlight.
Well, that's because there's a torch. Let's go and sit in the outside.
Okay, well, we'll end this now. Okay, bye.
Bye.
See you next time, guys. Wow.